So I'm back again and is recording. Really, really enjoying the sunshine. And when you look at toddlers or infants or whatever, I don't know the technical term for, say, 2, 3, 4 year old, you'll often see fights and squabbles between children who might don't want to share their toys. One comes in, I've seen my younger grandson come in and grab the older grandson's toy of the moment, and vice versa more often. The older boy comes and grabs the younger one's whatever he's got, and it's on for one and all. There's fighting, squabbling, hitting, throwing, all kinds of things, because scarcity principle. They just barely emerge from the jungle. It's the animal behaviour that we see in biology. And the mindset is, if my brother or whatever takes that toy, they're not less for me. I can't play with it. If they take that thing I'm eating or those lollies I've got or the food, less for me. And to a very real extent, at that very moment, in those very circumstances, there is a scarcity. There's if the child's got five little cookies or lollies or something, there's only five there. The brother comes in, sister comes in and takes one or two, there's only three left. Scarcity. So this is the driver. And we, of course, as a higher being than the animal kingdom, we have to enculturate our children out of that as they get older, to 4 and to 5 and to 6 and to 10 and to 15. We enculturate our children to share, to be more considerate of others' needs and so on, etc., etc. And now let me move to a really good example and simple example of a biological consideration, more or less, of the joy and success of another being the joy and success of the individual. A mother with a newborn baby and raising that baby. The maternal instincts, and it is there in the animal kingdom and biology as well, very clearly here, there and everywhere. But let's look at the human mother. A normal, healthy, psychologically healthy, etc., human mother gives birth to a baby and works her backside off for 10, 15, 20 years caring for the needs of that child. But in the very early stages, the little one learns how to, the little bub learns how to do some simple thing, like begin to take a piece of food and put it in its mouth on its own, rather than, that's a success, and the little baby might really like that. It's a joy and success of the baby's mother, joy and success of hers, straight away. Counts the every little achievement, every tiny achievement, and they're always tiny with a developing child, developing baby. The mother counts, in practice, every joy and success of her child as a joy and success of her own. And thank God this is so, because then the care, the adequate care and nurture of the child is kind of guaranteed. While that practice, that instinct, that drive is alive and well in the mother, and I'm not saying it isn't there in the fathers as well, because it is, but of course it's the archetype is the mother. This maternal drive is, nothing equals it. The fatherhood can at times get close, etc., but in the general, nothing equals the maternal drive to care for the baby, and the baby's joys and successes are generally considered joys and successes of the mothers, and both sides win. It becomes a win-win, because if nothing else, well, once upon a time when that child became a capable adult and mum or dad became ill and maybe old age, so they were cared for in their old age. So it's a win-win, and in a thousand other ways. I'll pause.